Please, close your eyes and closing your eyes is the first step in saying yes to yourself. It's not about you, about your inner world. And in this world, we often learn that we are small, the universe is infinite and very old. And we are just very small creatures. And even those who believe in a God think God is very big, infinite, very mighty. And we are powerless. I am asking you now to say, at least for a moment, no to those ideas. Why? Because on the deepest level, there is no space and time in the universe. At the deepest level, there is no space and time inside you. And what does this mean? That the whole universe is you, is inside you. That at the deepest level you are the universe. And what is the universe? It's a mystery, an enigma. We have no words for it, but you can call it an endless sea of unconditional love. And this is what you are. Open yourself up for this idea, for your infinity, for your beauty, for your power. You have a choice. You can think you are very small and limited in space and time. But if you want to bring change into this world, if you want to bring light into this world, reject this idea and say yes to the idea that you are an eternal angel, a star of light, and that you can radiate your light into this world, and that this will bring change into this world. So I'm asking you now, say yes to yourself, to your real self, and only you can know what this is, what this real self is. But reject all the old ideas that you are small and powerless. Just a little moment in time. Accept your greatness, your endlessness, your ability to radiate light. Accept the idea that you are a star and say now, yes to yourself. And when you do this, f- feel how your light starts to flow into this world. Think of the world around you. Think of all the madness, the violence that is there, the disbalance. You don't have to fight this. The only thing that you have to do is say yes to yourself, to your real self, and radiate your light. Remember the spring. And see, know how the light of the sun brings change on the world. Brings beauty in the world, new life. And this is the real revolution. By igniting your own light, by start to radiate your own light, you will create a new world, a new reality. And this is not a revolution. It happens slowly from the inside out. All structures will start to crumble and fall down. And a new world, a world of peace and beauty, a world of happiness, will rise, will start to blossom. And the key is saying no to the old energies by saying yes to yourself in a deep and profound way. Saying yes to the universe inside you. Saying yes to the star inside you. To the creator inside you. To the God inside you. To the endless, unconditional love that is inside you. Don't underestimate the power of unconditional love. And this power works from the inside out. By unconditional love, you do not force your power upon other beings, upon other people. You simply touch their inner child and say to this inner child, I see you. I love you. The power of unconditional love, your power, is the power to heal the inner child, the traumatized inner child of another human being. And by doing this, people change. They change their behavior. They become at peace with themselves, with themselves, and with other people, and with nature. And the disharmony in their behavior, the violence, the fear, ends. Say yes to this power. And by saying yes to this power, to your real self. You say no in a profound way to the energies that do not belong to you. So again, say yes and feel that by saying yes to your real self, your light starts to radiate and you set a natural boundary in a very profound and deep way. And this is the art of saying no. Thank you for listening.